Welcome to the Live Wealthy Podcast with Dawn, where we are growing our wealth and our worth at the same time. You ready? Let's go. Welcome back to the Live Wealthy Show. And today I'm lucky enough to have Coach Dar with me, who is kind of a neighbor, kind of not. We wanted to be together, but we weren't able to make it work in person. And I want to just introduce Coach Dar because she has been on a marathon for like literally launching a book, writing a book, touring. And I'm surprised you actually have your hair done and you're not recording this podcast from your bed because you should be in your pajamas right now, girl.
I literally just quickly, for 2 seconds, I added some curls because I didn't look like this 2 minutes ago. I literally was like, oh, sugar, I got to pull this together.
Oh, sugar is right. But I was like, I thought she was going to come on this podcast in her pajamas, in her bed, just being like, girl, what do you want to talk about? Because she has been busy. So Dar, tell our world, what have you been doing for the last couple of years?
Oh my gosh. Well, I have for the past couple of years, I started with writing the book in 2022 and working, writing the book, lost my father during that time. And then as soon as that year, 2022 ended, 23 started, and I went right into book launch. I mean, every week I've been traveling or speaking every single week this year.
It's crazy. However, the book called The Art of Bouncing Back and the reason why she's been on this marathon and speaking every weekend for the last year or speaking every week. I mean, her and I we live 40 minutes apart from each other and haven't been able to even, you know, connect for a glass of wine or a coffee because she's been out and about. But this book, The Art of Bouncing Back, is so important to her. And that's why it's her why about why she's willing to give up her time and her weeks and go every single week of the year to spread this message to others. So what I want to ask you, and by the way, thank you for the gift of the book. It's incredible. But The Art of Bouncing Back. So we typically go through the process of writing a book and then the harder part about marketing the book because it hits our home. It hits us and our why. So tell us a little bit about your why. Like, why did Dar spend the last couple of years sacrificing her time and her life writing this book and wanting to get it out to the world?
The irony is first I help people bounce back all the time in their career and their life and also help them reach their greatness. And I'm an occupational therapist by background, and I work with neuroscience being my kind of specialty, the brain, human behavior. And I've been doing that for 27 years. But the irony is I had to help myself bounce back from 3 strokes. And my last stroke was just a few years ago, which affected my speech and my fine motor the most. And so I never intended to write about The Art of Bouncing Back. I was trying to write a book about awakening greatness because that's my mission. I help the greats be great. And I was trying to write about the patterns of it. And then I had my 3rd stroke. And I thought, you've got to be kidding me. And that's when I finally got a litter agent had reached out. But before the litter agent reached out, my agent, my sports agent, she called and she's like, I said, I'm just not going to write. Like, this is just too hard. It was hard to read. It was hard to write. And I said, and who's going to take a chance anyways? And she said, Dar, do not put God in a corner. She's like, absolutely not. You are not going to just sit there. You have to write. It is part of your calling. We know it. Like, the world wants what you know, so you need to write. And I was like, Kelly, I can't even read right now. It's so hard. And she's like, God has bigger plans than this. And I said, a publisher's never going to take a chance on me. And then wouldn't you know, literally, I don't even think 2 or 3 weeks later, a literary agent that doesn't take chances on first-time authors had heard my name in an NBA game, because I coach, for people listening, I coach pro athletes and CEOs on mindset. But she had heard my name and she reached out and said, you have a story that needs to get out there. And I was like, what? And then we wrote the proposal, which ended up becoming The Art of Bouncing Back. She's like, you know, what is it that you do? And that's what I came up with. And sure enough, then McGraw-Hill said yes to publishing it. So it was like one, very much a God thing, mm-hmm. but it was a process. And but when you look back, you know, Dawn, when you look, there's reasons for everything. The whole journey is why I was able to write this, because I needed to help all the people I've helped from starting in my career, helping people as an occupational therapist and traumatic brain injury overcome the most extreme odds and get back to their life or a new normal. That's how I started my career, and then going through it. So it's no mistake I wrote this. I just didn't think I was going to write this book.
Because God has a bigger plan than just us, right? And to serve the greater good. So yes. Three strokes. And obviously you couldn't even read or see or anything. And you have this book proposal. I mean, totally divine. Mm-hmm. And so, Dar, like, what is the art of bouncing back? Like, how yeah. do you become that person and that mental toughness to be able to do that?
This is the beauty of this. This is the people's book. I actually have chills right now as I'm telling you this, because I just, this is so much for everyone to read, because we are all going to face adversity in our life. I wish I could say differently, mm-hmm. but we will. And so since we know that, this book gives you 9 tools, 9 principles, literally making your own mental resilience toolkit. You put the 9 principles together, and now what you've developed is mental muscle, mental fitness, and a mental plan. So when the hits come, you now don't go as low. The valleys are not as deep because you're prepared with these tools. So you bounce back faster so you can get back to the peak again. And so you will still hit some of the walls and you'll still start to be on a little bit of a valley, but they're just not going to be as low. And you bounce. So that means you get to get back up and get to the top again faster. So when people hear this, they're like, oh my gosh, I need that. And I'm like, you're right. You do. Because there's not enough teaching in this world to teach people mental resiliency. There's a lot of topics we learn about, but this is one that I wish was taught to us when we were younger, so we don't have to figure out as an adult these tools, but that's what this book is for. And now what's really cool is I have so many stories of families sitting down with their kids, reading a chapter a week, couples writing this, writing their bounce back letters to each other. I mean, it's just so many people that a gentleman who was suicidal who read it and it saved his life.
It's unbelievable, right? And like you said, whether you're a pro athlete, you're a child, we all face challenges. Yes. And we all need to, especially the younger generation, right? They need yes. to, oh, here's my friend. He has a challenge too. He can't get up on this is Grandpa Milo. He just loves to be on mommy's lap. But we all face challenges and adversity and like struggles in our business. And so many times on social media, like we don't talk about it. We don't like bring it to the forefront, but in every single person's life, the secret to success is how we bounce back.
Yes. Yes. It's we're honestly so much of every superhero story, every movie, anything you see that had a 30 for 30, it's never just how easy it was. And it was never all the successes. It's all of the challenges that the person overcame. Mm-hmm. And so anyone listening, your story is going to be told. It will. You will have an end date and your story will be told. Let it be one that shows all of the things that you overcame, because that's going to be that will inspire someone else to live in a way that says, if they could do it, I could do it.
Absolutely. You call it bounce back. And in my keynote presentations, I call it boss up. It's the same thing. I'm like, we boss up, like, because life is going to throw you every challenge, every single day. We all know that. Right. And you call it bouncing back because it's going to happen. I call it bossing up. So we're like boss up, bounce back, girls. And it's so true. It's about pushing yourself beyond the limits. It's about, you know, maybe you've been told no 1,000 times and you're not going to accept that because you know your message needs to get out to the world. So what is it going to take to get that yes? Because,
right.
Or it's the hard conversations like that I had with my mother who, and in fact, again, you and I have similarities. Like when I was right before I started writing my book, my mother passed away in my house unexpectedly. Like that stuff's hard, right? And it's like, how, like we are served up hard all day long. And it's how we react to that. And that's how being able to, you know, to manage the emotions, right? And to understand that we can control some of our thinking. And it's about being tough. And you and I can be on the stages. We can do a podcast together. We can, you know, like come on here and look like it's all song and dance, but it really isn't. Because as soon as the cameras go off, it's like, what's the next thing we're going to have to face? Right. I mean, we all know, right. You and I know that, and people, human beings know that, but it's the resilience. Yeah. It's the resilience of not allowing the challenge to control the outcome, because we are all in control of our outcome and what we want in life. And Dar's book, The Art of Bouncing Back, is going to give you these 9 concepts and these the tools on how to bounce back. And Dar, you and I know that life gets tough. And it doesn't have to define us, though, because at the end of the day, we are in charge and we get to make the final decision on what's going to define our life. And it's our behaviors. Like, I'm a behavioral specialist in money. You are a behavioral specialist in, you know, like helping people with their brain power and doing that in the sporting arena. But there comes a time, Dar, where like, and this is where you and I connect significantly. Like I'm finding all these parallels to our, like who we are as human beings. It's the behavior. It's the boss up. It's the bounce back. It's here's the most important parallel though, is that when we do all the things and we follow your rules in your book, there still comes a time where we feel defeated. And we can sharpen our brain so much, but there comes a time when we need a higher power. We need to take that fear and we push through that fear and we arrive at our version of freedom. Yeah. But then we need to take that freedom and we need to rely on that higher power, which is faith. So I know you wear your cross every time I see you, and I have been looking for the right type of cross. I don't have one yet, and I need one, because faith, my journey with God and Jesus and having this spiritual connection, there's nothing else. You can sharpen your muscle all day long, but there's nothing else that's going to provide you this freedom and this fulfillment that we are all wanting to have on this planet. So Dar, with that said, and I know you believe like I believe, is that, you know, is there a story? Is there something that's happened in your life where, you know, you followed your principles? And I see you smiling. You're like, Dawn, shut up. Let me answer it. Like where you followed your principles, but where you had to rely on our Savior to get you through and for you to be resilient.
Literally since I dedicated my life to the Lord at 33. And I'm now going to be 48. So I will tell you, since then, I've relied so much on him, because prior to that, I just started like really, I grew up Italian Catholic. So I was always at every church, every service, everything. But I didn't have this daily walk with the Lord. I didn't have this, I love God, but I didn't have this daily walk and this just unrelentless faith that I was like, God is going to take care of it, until probably like the start of my 30s. And I say that because that literally led me to leaving a 6-figure salary in my 30s, what people would call the American dream, corporate job, president of a healthcare company, all the perks, everything. And I walk away from it all in the middle of a recession to say, I've got to start my practice. Because when Jesus said, drop your nets and follow, I literally took that literal. And I said, I have got to do it the way I'm called. I'm being called to do this. I didn't have a business plan. My father was like, you need health insurance. You don't have a business plan. You don't have clients. What are you going to do? I said, I will figure it out. And this whole way, I left Connecticut to move to Nashville. When I moved to Nashville, I had no idea where I was going to live. I had friends there, but I didn't want to burden them. This is a story of faith because I stopped through Kentucky on my drive down and my cousin says, oh, the lady that's the that I work for the family, she has a barn on her property in Franklin, Tennessee, and the horse manager is going to be gone, so you could stay above the barn. Now, you have to imagine, I went from running the corporate office and I'm going to go live above the barn, but ready for this? Though I say, no problem. If it was good enough for Jesus to live in the stable of a barn, it's good enough for me.
Yes.
I mean, that's how much I was like sold to this, and I mean a calling. I knew what I knew in my heart. I use science, psychology, and leadership to help people move forward to be their best they could be. I knew that the stuff that I knew would help people and God was going to see it through. Now, it was hard. I mean, talk about trying to find meals. You know, I'd given up so much to live small again, really, so that he could then let me go and grow where I needed to. When I get to Franklin, Tennessee, and I pull up, it is one of a very well-known family in Tennessee, and their gates open up to this mansion, and their barn is bigger than the house that I grew up in, and it's a one-bedroom above a barn with seven Clydesdale horses. And I said, God, you have such a sense of humor. But what I'm saying, and for everyone listening, I surrendered to the calling. And he opened up the door. Now, does that mean that this ride since over the past 15 years has been easy? Absolutely not. I had multiple strokes, have lost both my parents, you know, lots of challenges. COVID hits, takes down business, then it comes back tenfold. But that happens. You gain it, you lose it. You gain it, you lose it. It's ups and downs. But my staying in faith, I've learned over time now, when he says, give your cares to me, I will lighten the burden, he means that. And he says, do not fear. And there is a reason. And if you put your hands and trust in the Lord, it truly gives you the strength that surpasses all understanding. A peace and a strength that I cannot explain, because people say to me, how are you doing it? And I'm like, because I know that I am serving God. I don't get up for myself every day. Mm-hmm. Literally, I get up, take care of myself because I'm supposed to take care of myself. He gave me life. My thank you back is to make sure I stay healthy and then serve the people that I do. That's all I care about.
Amen, sister. Like that is amazing. And it's about having that 100% faith, that 100% belief, that 100% out of fear that you're going to be taken care of. And when you truly believe, that's when things can get magical. Without setbacks, right? I mean, we have the setbacks, right? We have, but it happens. And so the parallel there between, let's talk about the mental toughness is a daily exercising. I mean, if your brain's a muscle, right? And it takes daily exercising. Yeah. And what you said when you first started talking about your journey and faith, it's about, that's a daily walk too. It's not just believing in God. It's not just saying, you know, I believe in afterlife, but it's the daily exercising and being daily in the word and having that relationship daily with the Lord, and the daily mental muscle exercise with your brain. Like, there's nothing more powerful than those two things together.
It's kind of like this. You cannot go to the gym one day and expect to be healthy. You can't expect to see your spouse one time a month and never talk to them again and expect to have depth. The same thing is any area, your health, your mental wellness, your physical wellness, your relational wellness. If you are only dabbling in all of it once in a blue moon, you will never have the depth and the gifts and the fruit that would come from it if you had put more time into it. So the more you connect with the people that you love, and honestly, the God that gave you life, the more you're going to have the stamina to keep going. Mm-hmm. It's a relationship. Mm-hmm. Everything is a relationship. Do you have a relationship with yourself, your health,
your money,
aspect of your world? Yes.
All of it. Yes. And it's a daily exercise and commitment and to believe. So Dar, for 27 years ish, you're a therapist, you're sitting one-on-one with clients and helping them through their behaviors and understanding how the brain works and all of that stuff, which is the most fascinating thing to me on this planet. Because your brain is the relationship with, like we just said, the relationship with everything, even money, like it's all related to our behaviors and our brain. So talk to me how you went from that one-on-one, and then you were called, you said, right? And so you decided to leave corporate and go on your own. But then how did you get connected with like this? You've been a coach to all these professional athletes. Like how did that happen?
God.
Okay. God. So God first and foremost, but yeah, what was the connection?
I mean, because I, and here's what I want to say to people. I didn't go seek out coaching professional athletes. What I did was work on the craft that God told me to work on. And he brought me the opportunities of the people he wanted me to serve. Mm. That's how it happened. Because I came out to Arizona to help a company, and I had already helped athletes before one-on-one. And then an owner of a team heard about my work and then talked to me and then called me and had me work with one player. And then it was another player. And then it was the whole team. And then it became the NBA, the NHL, the MLB, the NFL, the PGA, MLS. And it just was. But here's the thing. People in life try to force too much. Like, I'm going to make this happen. Now, hear me. Yes, you have goals and you go after them. But I teach flow all the time. Flow is not forced.
Mm.
Flow is not forced. When you are in your genius zone and you are doing what you're called, it is not forced. You don't have to force your way into anything. You attract your way into it. People are so much more attracted to the person who comes into the room, not being, look at me, I should be the one. They're attracted to the person who humbly but confidently walks in and is like, then they say, can you help? Sure, no problem. You confidently, God confident, walk in a room. You don't force anything. You let it flow to you. And the way you do that is you hone your craft and your calling so well that things and people and places and situations and opportunities are attracted to you. God is literally bringing them to you because you took responsibility to own your craft.
Dar, that is the most profound thing on a podcast I have heard that's speaking directly to my heart, because as a leader, as a result leader, thought leader, like we all want our message to get out to the world. Like we're just like, I have the best message and I need it. And I'm such a driven human being myself that it would I want to force the relationship, this, that, want to force this. Why is this not working? And then it's like, it's just, you live in frustration versus flow. Now we're talking about all the F words, the right, right? Force, flow, frustration. Like, and what you're saying is that's so divine too. It's about letting the flow happen from above and truly believing that whoever is called to this message is going to receive it. And oh girl, you are such a gift.
Thank you.
Dar,
thank
you. You are such a gift. Like we are a sister, like the sisterhood of helping and serving and led by our creator. There's nothing more powerful than that.
So beautiful.
It is so beautiful. You are beautiful. And the work that you've done, there's nothing more important, because the mental toughness is, it supports in everything, whether people are in corporate America and they're executives, whether they're entrepreneurs, whether they're children that are learning how to survive in this crazy world we live in, it all comes down to this resilience and being strong. In fact, I'm going to tell you something. Like I'm going, that book that's behind you right now, I am grabbing that and gifting that to every person that comes to my house over Christmas. Because a beautiful gift. Like I have the goosies right now, like just thinking about it. Like, and everyone listening, like we need to be gifted. This Christmas is not about giving the people perfume and socks and like stuff that doesn't transform their lives. This is about giving a gift that will continue to give forever. And it's going to change the trajectory of what happens to people in their lives. Our world needs this message right now, and it's so powerful. So Dar, how can people buy this book?
You can go on Amazon to get it or Barnes and Noble, but Amazon has it ready to go. And I appreciate that so much because that's how I feel, especially right now. Like, give this gift, because even if someone doesn't need it now, they will. Mm-hmm. And you want to read it now so that you're prepared. And if someone does need it, then they definitely need this, like a 911, they need it. But this is the gift that keeps on giving. It's the pay it forward book. It's, you know, get one, give one. It's one of those things because everyone needs it. So you can go to coachdar.com. I have all my information there. It directs you to the book and also or Amazon, and you can get it, or Barnes and Noble if you're in certain stores.
Love it. And so besides the book, people are going to read the book and they're going to love it. And then they're going to need more, and they're going to need accountability. They're going to need immersion. We know how behaviors work, right? So we can read, but we want to be surrounded by this regularly. So let's say someone gets the book and they give it, and maybe they do a little book club or maybe whatever it is. Like, what is the next thing that they can do with you to continue on this journey? Because we all know it takes daily commitment.
It does. So here's what I share for paying it forward. Every Thursday, I put out a newsletter that is truly mental fuel. It's the principles I'm teaching the people that I work with one-on-one. So you get some of those nuggets. And the newsletter is only once a week, and I pour into it so that you have the tools you need. So every week you can get that for free. I have master classes that as it comes time, you'll be able to get those. Some of them for free. I'm just giving them away. And then also stay tuned and stay connected with me by signing up to the newsletter or following me on social. LinkedIn is Darlene Santor, or Instagram, I put the most stuff up on. It's at The Coach Dar. Connect with me there, because I'm going to be putting out something that I'm doing something 4 times a year next year, only 4 times. Normally I'm speaking where it's private, but I'm doing these events, only 4 of them next year, that people could sign up and come to. And it is going to be life fulfilling. It's going to fill your soul. Rather than keep trying to light a fire underneath you, this will light the fire within you.
I'm speechless. I love it. And anything I can do to support you on that journey for the events, because as a mom to 2 teenage girls that are 18 and 19 years old, there's nothing more than what I want for them is to have this resilience. Yes. Because they were born at a time where they don't have the resilience as much as we do. They don't have that muscle toughness. And part of it is, it's not their fault. It's just they're exposed to so many different things. And they live in fear, and they live in anxiety, and they live in depression and all of the things. And so, like, my heart resonates so much with this mental toughness, because that's what makes or breaks the quality of your life. And so I want to end with this question, because I always like to tie back your message as the guest, which is incredible, to my message that I have the privilege to offering to the world. It's this is live wealthy. And being a wealth expert for 24 years, you know, it's not just about the money. It's about the behavior with money. And that's the connection. And so my live wealthy message is about arriving at this place where we know we have enough financially, monetarily, but we also know that we are enough. So I know I just throw that out there to you, Dar, without any thinking. And, you know, like, I just want us to have this authentic conversation. But like, how does Dar, Coach Dar, who has studied the brain and has coached so many professionals and who has gone from so much to going back to so little that turned into so much again because of her trust in the Lord, like, how have you known that you have enough and that you are enough as a human being?
I feel it's this way. I am so grateful every day for where I am, that if God never gave me another thing today, I'm beyond blessed. And I am not to even the level that some of the athletes are that you'd see, but it's not about the dollar amount for me. It's about the peace and fulfillment and impact that I feel that I'm making in this world. And so I feel very blessed that I have my health, that I have a roof over my head, that I get to enjoy being with friends and family, sharing meals, and make the impact that I have. So I feel very wealthy. And again, I was taught by my mentor. She passed away this year. She was 99, but she said, if God never gave us another thing, Darlene, we are beyond blessed, and always stay in that. But be excited where he's calling you to. So I'm grateful for where I am, excited where he's calling, because yes, if he chooses to bless me with more, that's great. I do love shopping for clothes, so that's fun, and I like travel. Other than that, I love that. So, but I feel very, very blessed to be where I am today, because where I started with my parents, which was struggle every day to even make sure we had food some days, and the fights they used to have over money, oh, the struggle, school clothes, all of it. So when I tell you, I am so grateful for where I am today, it's beyond. It's beyond from where, how I grew up. So I am very, very wealthy in the sense of I feel beyond rich in the friendships and the work and my health and the impact. Like, I feel like I hit the lotto. I really do.
You did. And it's because, I mean, I can see it all over your face. It's God has filled you up, and you are filled as a human being as much as you possibly can. And then what you're doing is you're taking your fulfillment and sharing it with the world. And there's nothing more important than this living, and fully giving. And that's abundance, and that's living wealthy.
Yeah.
Dar, thank you. I love you. Thank you for sharing your message with us and the world. It's an honor to have you on as a guest.
I cannot wait so we could see each other and I could give you a big hug.
Yes, I can.
Thank you.
Oh, seriously, I want a big hug. Like,
thanks for having me on.
So awesome. Yeah.
Thank you. And thank you for sharing it like this, because getting this out is probably, you know, I poured into this just like, you know, you poured into it and you just want people to be able to have it and experience it.
And it's
especially right now with so many people hurting.
Yes. So many people hurting. And this is like, I do money. I never want to even talk about money because it's not about that. Because it's about.
But it's important.
Oh, money's oxygen, right? And it's important because we do want to shop. We want our shoes and we want to travel. But we also need to understand that it's the behavior, and it everything stems from the mind. And I am so passionate about this. So any support I can give you with events, with whatever.
You and your daughter should come to this, because it will be an experience that you will have with them that will be bonding.
Okay, absolutely. Yeah. And is it going to be in Scottsdale?
Yeah, it's going to be between Scottsdale and Utah. So we're going to do some here, some in Utah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we'll for sure be there. Yes.